You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, the Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. On the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast today. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for bringing us into this new year. God brought us in. Amen. And he's blessing, working miracles, signs, and wonders. He's still the God that can do anything. Come on and be with us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miracle Deliverance. Fifth Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out tonight. Tonight, Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking. You don't want to miss this great woman of God telling you what thus say the Lord. And we are fasting and praying, looking to God, and she's going to be talking about fasting. Is this the fast that I've called, amen, to deliver God's people? She's going to be talking about fast and about fasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then on Friday night, amen, yes, Friday night, Pastor Monica Orange will be preaching also, talking about fasting, amen, and the fast. Praise God. Come on and be blessed. Come on and be saved. Come on and get your deliverance. Whatever you need from God, you need to come and get it. Then Sunday at 11:30 a.m., praise God, I'll be speaking. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll be speaking on fasting also and the fast. So come on out. Amen. Thursday and Friday night, 8 p.m., and then Sunday, 11:30 a.m., you don't want to miss these services. God is blessing. God is delivering. God is healing. And we're just so glad to get back in this year, because this is the year God is going to move for his people. Praise God. He's bringing deliverance for his people. But I want you to know that the death angel is going to be walking, and destruction is going to be coming to many of you. So why don't you get yourself in line? And why don't you get yourself in order? Because if you get yourself in order, you will be spared. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the death angel come, when he see the blood, he'll pass over you. I want to talk to you today from Ezekiel 33. Praise the Lord, beginning at the first verse. And it reads, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their course and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. See? Amen. Praise God. God is telling you. Amen. Hallelujah. He has a watchman. There is a watchman. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants to warn his people. He wants to warn his children. Ah, you don't have to, amen, stay in sin and be there. Amen. You don't have to be destroyed. Warning comes before destruction. And God say, if you get a watchman, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got a watchman there. Hallelujah. And he see the sword come upon the land. And he blow the trumpet. Praise God, hallelujah, and we are blowing the trumpet. Can't you hear it, amen? Can't you hear the sound of the trumpet? Warning you, get ready. Warning you, get your life together. Warning you to seek God. Warning you to call on God. Amen. This is the warning time, and we're warning you because we want you to be spared. We want you to be saved. We want you to be delivered. Fourth verse, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, the blood shall be upon his own head. See, amen. Praise God. I don't want you to die and be lost. I don't want you to die in your sin. So it's my job to warn you. It's the, amen, fivefold ministries, our job to warn you, amen. Hallelujah. Sound the trumpet. Amen. Sound the alarm. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But if we warn you, hallelujah, and you don't take the heed of the warning, amen, hallelujah, your blood is going to be upon your own head. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want your blood on my hands. I don't want your blood on my head. So, amen, praise God. I'm going to warn you. It's time to get your life right. It's time to turn to God, and it's time to seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul and your body. It's time to get your life together. It's time to get your house in order. God is calling you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get your life right and keep it right. Don't be up and down, in and out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Falling and getting back up and falling. Amen. Hallelujah. And getting back up. Stay up. Hallelujah. So God can bless you. Stay up so God can deliver you. God is ready now to bless his people like never before. The sound of the abundance of rain is happening. Amen. And I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Oh, it's raining. It's raining. It's raining. And it's raining upon his people. It's raining down blessings and miracles. Showers of blessings coming down. Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to receive what God has? He has promised you many things, and he will not fail or falter on his promise. But whatever he said, he'll do it. And when he speaks it, it will come to pass. Fifth verse. And he heard the sound of the trumpet, praise God, and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. If you hear the sound and you don't take warning, praise God, your blood gonna be upon you and upon your head. Why don't you take the warning today? Amen. The loud is sound. The trumpet is sounding. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Don't you want your soul to be delivered? Don't you want to be free? Amen. Take the sound. Take the warning of the sound so you can deliver your soul. You have a soul. Hallelujah. But the soul that's in it, it must die. But if you get your soul right, if you turn to God, if you seek God, if you hear what God is saying, God will bring you out. You need to be saved. You need to come to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I love what I'm doing. Yes, but it's not right in the sight of God. It is not what God wants you to do. It's not the way God wants you to live. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You need to come to God. You need to come now while you have a chance. Seek the Lord right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to turn away from your sin and turn to God. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take away any person from among them, his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Oh, I'm telling you, watchmen, keep warning. You don't want the blood of the people, oh, glory to God, to be on your hand. So you got to keep warning them. You are the watchman. You're the one God gave the word. You're the one that he gave the order to sound the trumpet. Will you take heed today? Watchmen, you got to take heed so that the blood would not be required at your hand. Oh, it's time now. It's time to get right. It's time to get ready. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to call on him. Seventh verse says, so thou, O man of God, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. And that's what God is doing to us. He's setting us as a watchman to the people of God. Why don't you hear? Why don't you heed the watchman? Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. God say, warn them. I'm giving you the warning. So now you warn them. Glory to God, is coming from my mouth. Glory to God. God is speaking. God is talking to his people. Will you hear what he's saying? Are you listening now? Or you still want to go your own way? I know many of you feel like you're grown and you can do what you want. Oh, hallelujah. But you better heed God. God is supreme. God is almighty. God speaketh from heaven. He speaketh from his throne. And you need to hear him. Oh, come on now. Amen. Don't be rebellious. Don't be unruly. Oh, but now listen. Open up your heart. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Heed the warning. A verse say, when I say unto the wicked, oh, wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, and that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Warn them, tell them, you're going to die in your sin. You will be lost. Hallelujah, glory to God, if he come and you are not ready. It's time to get ready. Somebody said, well, I still got time, and I'm trying to take my time because I want to enjoy my life as much as you can. Listen, you can enjoy your life in God if you run to Jesus, if you turn to Jesus. You can enjoy your life in God. Hallelujah. His way is the way of light. Darkness cannot enter in. Oh, but you can be happy serving God. There is peace in serving God. There is joy in serving God. There is love in serving God. You can help others when you're serving God. Oh, but I know many of you, the devil's speaking to you. Oh, hallelujah, telling you you ain't happy. You're not enjoying your life when you serve God. Hallelujah, because you got to be strict. Hallelujah, and it's a hard way. Well, devil, you a liar. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So why don't you take his burden? You tried your way. Oh, and look at your life now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Your life is not good. Your way is hard. You're walking in darkness. And trouble is on the way for you. But why don't you hear what God say? Why don't you live? He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Why don't you live? It's time to live. There is a better way. For the Bible declares there is a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end of that way is death. Why don't you choose life? Why don't you live? Why don't you choose God? Why don't you turn to God? Ninth verse, nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. Oh, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Why don't you deliver your soul, watchman? It's time for you to deliver your soul by warning them. Don't be afraid. God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. And he has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 10th verse say, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgression and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? You can't live that way. You can't live in sin and not be destroyed. Your life will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Your body will be destroyed. Everything you have will be destroyed. But if you turn to God, if you come to God, hallelujah, God will bring you out. God will deliver you. The 11th verse says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Listen, God has no pleasure in the wicked death. He don't want you to die. That's why he's sending you warning. He's not happy me about you being destroyed. That's why he's sending you warning. Why don't you take heed? I know this is the beginning of a new year. And many of you said, why don't you have a good message? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is good for your soul. Hallelujah. You may not like it because, amen, hallelujah, I'm telling you, God is warning you that this is good for your soul. He don't want you to die. Hallelujah. God has no pleasure in your death. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. Hallelujah. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Why would you die, America? Why would you die, Florida? Why would you die, South Carolina? Why would you die, Georgia? New York, why would you die when God has given you life? When God has given you a chance to come to him, when God has given you a chance to turn from your wicked ways, people are praying for you. We are fasting for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're seeking God for you to turn from your wicked ways. Oh, the churches are fasting now. Hallelujah. They're starting off calling on God for you. They're starting off seeking God the year. Seeking God for you. Why don't you seek him for yourself? Why don't you call on him for yourself? God has given you a chance. The 12th verse said, therefore, thou son of man, say unto thy children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. I know many of you have done the right thing. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. But the devil is trying to, hallelujah, destroy you. He's trying to make you turn back. He's trying to deceive you. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He's a destroyer. And he's trying to deceive you. He has no way to, hallelujah, come back. So he wants you to be destroyed. But why don't you do the right thing? It's time to do the right thing. It's time to come to God. Hallelujah. It's time to come God's way and come as he say. Hallelujah. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for the righteousness in the day that he sinned. Oh, if you go back, if you sin, if you turn away from God, when he comes, when he calls, when he sends the death angel, hallelujah, glory to God, you won't be able to live. So why don't you keep it right? Get right and keep it right. It's time to get right with God and do it now. If you're right, to stay righteous. Hallelujah. Them that are holy, let them be holy still. Them that are righteous, let them be righteous still. Hallelujah. Because when he come, hallelujah, glory to God, he's coming for holy people. He's coming for church without a spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. God is coming for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. But if you don't do right, if you don't give your life to him, if you don't turn your life around, if you don't seek him with all your heart and stay with him, praise God, hallelujah, you can lie, amen, but when he come, you can keep lying because you die and go to hell with all your lies. Hallelujah, a liar will not make it in. A fornicator will not make it in. Hallelujah, glory to God. The sins will not make it in. All sinners, hallelujah. So therefore, you got to repent. You got to turn from your wickedness. You got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to turn from your sin and come on and be delivered. Hallelujah. He's stretching out his arms, calling you whosoever will. Let him come. Come as you are. I can deliver you. I know what you did. I know who you are. Oh, but you don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a drunkard and I can't stop drinking. God said, I can help you. Yeah, murder. Yeah, but I can deliver you. I can set you free. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Let me set you free. Let me deliver you. Amen. Trust me. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge me. I'm ready to help you. I'm ready to set you free. Why don't you come now and be set free? Why don't you come now and be delivered? He's calling you. Mary, come. He's calling you. Billy, come. He's calling you. Bob, come. He's calling you. Joe, come. He's calling you. Linda, come. Oh, glory to God. God's calling you. Kathy, come out. You don't shatter by you. Glory to God. He knows your name. He knows you who you are. And he'll call you by name. Hallelujah. He wants you to be his. He wants you to belong to him. He knows you. Hallelujah. And he wants you to be saved. Why don't you answer the call? Why don't you heed the call? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And not stay in your sin. Hallelujah. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live. If he trusts in his own righteousness and committed iniquity, and all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he have committed, he shall die for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Time to get right. It's time to get your life right. It's time to be saved. It's time to be delivered. God is calling you out of darkness into this marvelous life. I've lived this life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Over 59 years now, and I'm happy serving God. Hallelujah. I've been blessed serving God, and I'm recommending him to you. I'm telling you, you can be blessed. You can be prosperous. You can be happy. Amen. But you got to serve God. I want you now to, hallelujah, say I'm a sinner. And Lord, I need you. I want you to come into my life. I want you to cleanse me. I want to stop all the things in my life that's not right. I no longer have an excuse, hallelujah, to try to save myself. Hallelujah, glory to God. I accept your word. I accept you into my life. Say, devil, I denounce you now. You have no right. You have no power over me. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins and rose that I may have life. I receive him now. Say, God, I thank you for giving me life. I thank you for a new life. I thank you for the victory. I thank you for my deliverance. And find you a church where you can go there and serve God for the rest of your life. That's one of God's requirements, that you come on to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your mind. Hallelujah. That you get yourself into a church where you can continue to serve him, where you can continue to live holy. Praise God. Come on. Amen. You that are sick in your body, the devil's telling you you'll never be healed. Hallelujah. God won't do it. You already healed. You just got to claim it. You just got to say, devil, you got to get off of me. Hallelujah. I don't receive it. Don't receive it. By his stripes, you already healed. Father, let them denounce that sickness. Let them bind it up now. Every sickness, arthritis, cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart trouble. Hallelujah. High blood, low blood pressure. Hallelujah. Herpes. Hallelujah. All of the diseases, we bind it up now in the name of Jesus. And you got to say you don't belong in this temple, and you will not come into this temple. And if you come, you will not stay. You must go now in the name of Jesus, the powerfulest name on earth that will get you your deliverance, the powerfulest name on earth that will get you, hallelujah, glory to God, your healing. And then come on out to miracle deliverance tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on up tonight at 8 p.m. God has a word for you. Amen. You need to get ready. Get into your fasting. Get into your praying. And get into your seeking God. And get into your calling on the name of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And be grateful and thankful for these people. Amen. All of those that, hallelujah, decided to pray and fast with you. Hallelujah, and for you. And then, amen, come Friday night, amen, 8 p.m., Pastor Monica, amen, Orange will be speaking. And then Sunday at 11:30, I'll be there speaking and telling you what does say the Lord. It's time to get right. It's time to get clean. It's time, hallelujah, to clean your heart. Get rid of that stony heart and get a heart of flesh and let God deliver you and let God bless you. Let God change your life and make your life better. God can make your life better. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then come on out January the 14th through the 16th. Evangelist Carissa Moses will be there. Great woman of God. Mighty, mighty woman of God with the word of God. Three nights of revival. You don't want to miss this young woman of God. I know many of you say, oh, y'all old folks, you're old folky. Amen. And I know y'all should be right. You should be. Well, I got somebody that's young now. Amen. That's speaking the same words that I'm speaking. Amen. Talking. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. From the mouth of God. Like I'm talking from the mouth of God. That want to see you saved. That want to see you delivered. That want to see you set free. And you that are free. Amen. It should come to revive you. To encourage you. Amen. To press on. Press forward. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. And don't receive the devil's lie. He's a liar. And the fathers of lies. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's how he feel like he's deceiving many of the people, because he's telling them a lie. But don't you bank on lies. You bank yourself on the word of God, because the word of God is nigh you, even in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you got to do is speak it. All you got to do is say it. Hallelujah. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be set free. He wants you to have a new beginning. This is a new year. Why don't you get a new beginning? New things can happen. He said, behold, I'll do a new thing. And it will spring forth. Oh, hallelujah. It's time for your blessing and your miracles to spring forth. And listen, you that are saved, get ready. Get ready. God's going to do great things for you this year. He's going to move for you in a mighty way. He's going to blow your mind. Get ready for your mind to be blown. Amen. With the anointing of God, with the power of God, with the miracles of God, with the blessings of God, your mind is going to be blown. God wants to blow your mind so that you can receive all that he has. Oh, he's got great things in store for his people. And he said, guess what? I'm going to give you 100-fold in this world and in the world to come. You better be ready. Hey, hallelujah. I'm ready. I'm ready for what God is doing. I'm ready for the great explosion. I'm ready for the great things. I'm ready for the big things that God is going to do in my life. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm just praising him for it. I'm just thanking him for it, because I know he's going to do it. But I'm just praising the Lord. I want to tell you, I'm just praising the Lord. Whoa, he brought me out of darkness, over in the holiness, out of the world of sin, and to a new beginning. I'm just praising the Lord. I'm just praising the Lord. Why don't you come to Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue, Northeast in Melbourne, Florida. Let God bless you. I want to see you tonight at 8 p.m. God has a word for you.